comments and views expressed on The Kevin Smith Show are those of the people that make them and do not necessarily reflect the views of Kevin Smith, The Kevin Smith Show, or its affiliates or sponsors.
Hi, folks, and welcome to the Kevin Smith Show, whoever you are, wherever you happen to be. All around this gorgeous place we call Earth, thank you for being here at the Kevin Smith Show. I know you could be doing something else, but you chose to be here, and I appreciate that. I'm here because you have a right to know, and I'm here because you matter. Now, tonight is open line in a little bit. We'll open the telephone lines in a little bit and just go open line. But first, I've got some huge news. It is truly huge news. It's the sort of news that I've been calling for a very long time. And some people have been calling for this for decades. Also, I've got some photos that I'm going to share. And for those of you who are members, you get to watch our channel, our TV channel, and you'll get to see those. I'll describe them for those of you who are listening. But, folks, if you're listening and you want to be able to see, you know how to cure that, right? You click that button that says join and become part of our members community. We are 100% listener supported. We don't sell advertising. But when you support us by joining our members community, I think you ought to get something for that. And you get a lot of extra features and benefits. And they're all listed for you right there on the main page of the website. Just take a look. Actually read the page and you'll see it. Lots of stuff. It's $7.50 a month. That comes out to 25 cents a day. And come on, 25 cents a day, you paid more than that for your school lunch way back in the dinosaur era when you were in the second grade. I mean, this is as close to free as it can possibly get. Now, speaking of free, we do have a free weekly newsletter. It's called The K-Files, and if you're not subscribed, where's the genius in that? There isn't any. Get over to my website, kevinsmithshow.com, click where it says K-Files and subscribe. Then you'll be in the know, not in the dark. And you can move out of mushroom land at that point because you'll be getting a lot of useful, sizzling hot information every single week. And you can unsubscribe at any point if you decide that's what you want to do. Most people don't. Most people stay with us forever. We've been publishing the K-Files since the year 2000. And we have subscribers right now who subscribed back then in 2000. So it has to be a pretty good publication for folks to stick with it that long. And once in a while we have some technical issue that comes up that causes us to delay sending that out. It's not very often, but it happens. And so we may be a day late sending it out, something like that. And I start getting emails from people. You know, where's my K-Files? Where's my K-Files? Did you send the K-Files out yet? So it's got to be a pretty good publication, and we'd like for you to be getting it, and it costs you exactly zero. All you have to do, scoot over to my website, click where it says K-Files, subscribe. You're going to get an automatic email after that, and it's got a link in it. Click the link to activate your subscription, and you are good to go. We'll be back. Hi, folks. Welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show. An open line tonight. But, boy, we've got some big, big news and some exciting things to take a look at and to talk about before we get to the open line. And then it's open, and we'll talk about whatever's on your mind as long as it's within our genre. But I cannot pass up telling you this big, big news. Now, for some people, if you just mention a politician, they say, well, you know, I thought you never talked about politics. And I've told you before, that's like saying if you say the Pope burped, that's talking religion. Nonsense. But here's the deal. This has to do with President Obama and NASA. And some of you absolutely love President Obama, and some of you absolutely despise President Obama. It's that way with every president. But even if you despise him, you know, not everything that somebody is about and not everything they do is due negative comments. Some things they say and do ought to receive some praise and some kudos, and this is one of them. And this actually happened. This part of it is not the big news. It's what's added on to it. But here we go. This actually happened back in January. It went into effect in January under an executive order signed by the president. NASA now has opened their vault of previously secret raw data photos of Mars. Previously, they didn't have all of the raw data photos available to the public. Now they do. Under an executive order, they had to open that up, and all of the raw data photos that they have of Mars from any mission on Mars, they had to make them public. So not only can you stroll through almost 200,000 raw photos from Mars, that means the photos just as they got them from whichever mission, a rover mission or a satellite circling Mars and taking photographs. There's about just under 200,000 photographs that are now completely open to the public. Now, a lot of people didn't know that. It didn't receive much fanfare in mainstream media, and really not even in alternative media, although some mentions were made of it. But here's the really huge news. As of August the 16th, I believe that's correct. No. The 6th. When Curiosity landed on Mars, as of then, there is an application available for your iPhone or Android. It's absolutely free. It's developed by NASA. And you get to see the pictures from either Opportunity or Curiosity. You choose. I mean, you can. It's not like you choose one app for Curiosity and one app for Opportunity. It's not that. But the app gives you a choice, and you can say, okay, I want to look at Opportunity. So whatever its camera is looking at, as it starts downloading that to NASA, it downloads it straight to you. You get to see it at the same time NASA gets to see it, untouched, unairbrushed. You get to see it. And that's pretty exciting. And Opportunity and Curiosity are included in this application. It's a free application. It's called Mars Images, and it works on iPhone. It works on Android, and as I said, you get to see the pictures as they are being downloaded to NASA. So, if you want, and that includes color pictures. So if you want to see color as the camera sees the color, well, that's the way to do it right there. if you want to see pictures from Mars that haven't had the NASA airbrush on them, that's the way to do it, right there. That is huge news. It's now available. It's a free app. Those of you who have iPhones, Androids, and I know we've got a huge number in our audience that listen to the show every night, and some watch the show via their iPhone or their Android. Well, if you've got an iPhone or Android, that's the way to go. Get this application. It's called Mars Images. And you get to see it in almost real time. Well, it is real time in the sense that as it begins to appear at NASA, it begins to appear for you as well. You get to see it just at the same time NASA sees it. Now, this application existed for Opportunity previously. However, it would only show the latest photo. It was not a real-time thing. Well, this is, as it comes down from Mars, you get to see it right then. Also, part of this huge news is that a great many of you have computers that use Windows. In fact, the vast majority of you are using some version of Windows. There are iPhone emulators available, not for free, they're not all that expensive, but you can get an iPhone emulator for the PC, for Windows, and then you can use those iPhone apps on your Windows computer, so you'd be able to use it on your PC. So imagine, not only can you roam around in almost 200,000 raw data photographs from Mars, you can also now see what the rovers are seeing. So when that camera, and you can choose which camera to look out of. You can choose the you can choose the nav cam, you know, that's the one they use for navigating. You can choose the wide angle. You know, you choose which camera on which rover, and then you can look at the pictures coming back from that camera. And each rover has multiple cameras. So you're going to be able to see Mars as you've never seen Mars, and I think you're going to discover that, yes, it is a vast, vast desert, most of it. Vast desert. But I think you're also going to see that conditions on Mars are not as alien as you've been led to believe. It's not Earth-like, but it's far more Earth-like than we have been led to believe. And I think we're going to start seeing some evidence of that as we're able to watch these photographs in real time coming down from Mars. I think we're going to be able to see some evidence of the fact that it's more Earth-like than what they have described for us. Big news, huge news, and I would have to say congratulations and thanks to the president for signing an executive order that forced NASA to open their vault of secret pictures from Mars. There it is. It's in the public. And I think NASA is due some applause for coming up with this application. You know, for a long, long time, because of UFO incidents out in space, NASA has not allowed real-time streaming of video and pictures on their missions. They're delayed. And now, with this app, you're getting to see Mars in real time. So get that and start watching Mars. How about that? All right, I want to share with you a very interesting photograph and a very interesting video. This is from Sydney, Australia. Now, those who are watching are seeing a photograph of what most people would call a UFO, and it is a UFO. Some of you who are uninitiated you're brand new to the genre, you think UFO is some kind of an alien flying saucer with some sort of little green man driving it. But that's okay. You'll get over that. It's just because that's complete nonsense fed to you by mainstream media. UFO means unidentified flying object. When I saw this, I said, I bet that's somebody's drone. However, I mean, it looks like kind of a classic UFO disc shape. However, when I watched the video of this, it was the movement of it made me think perhaps it's not a drone, at least perhaps not ours. I don't know what it is, and it might be our drone, our meaning humans, but I don't know. This happened on August the 12th, 2012. Now, we hear lots of people say, don't we? We hear a lot of debunkers say, with all these great HD cameras around, how come all of the UFO videos and photos are still fuzzy and you can't see anything? And, you know, and they say, well, you know, that means it's hoaxed, which is complete nonsense. But this one is very, very clear, and I wish we were a little closer to it. I wish we could zoom in a little bit more, but that's pretty clear. I'm going, for those on the channel, to show you the video, and this video was shot by a contract surveyor contracted to the city of Sydney in Australia. And he had his camera set up in order to complete his tasks. And his camera was just sitting there on a tripod, I guess, and caught this UFO flying through the sky. And, you know, in a big city, you have buildings on one side of the street, buildings on the other. Well, he's shooting down the street, and this UFO flies across the piece of sky that you can see between the buildings. And so what he does is he slows it down for us and shows it to us again, and then he zooms in. He gets a still shot, and he zooms in on this thing, and it's a pretty clear picture of something very strange in the sky. I'm not sure what that is, but what I am sure of is that that's a UFO. It's an unidentified flying object. Now, is it alien? Well, who knows? Is it one of our drones? Who knows? And when we say who knows, that means it's unidentified. Right? And it's in the air flying, so it's an unidentified flying object. Very good video and great still shot of this UFO. Only adds questions to the mystery, and the pile of questions is already fairly large, isn't it? All right, now we're going to turn our attention to the Tycho crater. Now, some of you are going, oh, no, oh, my God, he talked about that for two nights in a row. Well, two nights in a row plus one whole show called A Touch of Tycho, I believe is what it was called. And, yeah, we've talked about Tycho crater a lot, and we're not through. I've got new stuff for you. Why am I even interested in Tycho Crater? Well, one of the reasons is because it's one of the regions on the moon where we have the clearest pictures. A lot of regions on the moon we don't have very good pictures of. But Tycho Crater has been photographed by LROC. You know what that LROC is? That stands for Lunar Reconnaissance Orbiter Camera, LROC, LROC. And it's a high-resolution camera. I would have to say, though, and I stick to this, that I think either they've got pictures that are of higher resolution that they haven't released to us, or we just have to admit that the European Space Agency, the Japanese, and the Chinese build better cameras. One or the other is true. But the black and white photograph that we have of Tycho Crater, a lot of you have seen it. We've been talking about some anomalies, an anomaly in this Tycho Crater. And we've talked about how the anomaly looks for all the world like a huge complex. I'll show the picture again tonight, but I've got some more stuff to show you as well. When Richard Dolan was on, I used some pictures, a picture, various zoom levels, but a picture. And I said, okay, this is in Tycho Crater. I have zoomed in on it, and I have seen it. However, the pictures I'm using, I got from someone else because theirs are clearer than mine. They had better software, and their pictures were clearer than my pictures. And so I used their pictures, and I got some pretty interesting email as a result of that. I got email, not a lot, but I got some, from people who said, well, now, wait a minute. Why don't you use your own pictures? The fact that you're not using your own pictures, your own zoom, is very suspicious. Well, I don't know why it would be, but because I told you, I zoomed in on it, I saw it, but these pictures are less pixelated than mine because he's got better software. All right? So, here's what I did, and I want to tell you about this. We have a break coming up. You can go over to my website, and on my website, over on the right-hand side of the website, you'll see where it says KSS News, and the very first article, the very first article that's listed is about this. If you click that, you will see my pictures. Now, we're going to step away for break. When we come back, I'll have something to say about that and some more pictures to share with you. All right, we'll be back right after this.
But nothing's hotter than the Kevin Smith Show.
Welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show. And we're talking at the moment about Tycho Crater. And I said I have some new stuff to show you. Anyway, this article, I hope you took a look at it. I put my pictures in there, and I'm going to show you one. This one appears in the article, and you will see the difference in the quality of the pictures, and you'll see why I didn't use mine. I had something better available that shows the same view, and so I used the better quality. But I want you to be sure that you do two things. I want you to read that article. Okay, so you go to my site, kevinsmithshow.com, and over on the right side, you'll see it says KSS News, and there's a bunch of articles listed. The very first one is called the Tycho Facility. That's it. So you click on that, and it'll open up for you, and you read it. All right? So I want you to read it. I want you to understand that that is ironclad proof of the authenticity of the pictures that I used on the show and that I'm using tonight, because I've got the same thing. It's just their quality. This other guy's quality was better because he has better software. All right, so let's take a look at a shot. And if you look at this, this is in Tyco Crater. And by the way, when you read that article, it takes you step by step through how you got some doubts about it. You download the picture. You zoom in. I show you exactly where to look. You zoom it in and keep zooming. This is really an extreme zoom because the original photograph is taken by a satellite out in space above the crater. And then the crater itself is 85 kilometers diameter. That is that comes out to right around 53 feet in diameter. And so this is way over there. Not 53 feet, good gracious. 85 kilometers comes out to about 53 miles. So this is way over there on the other side, on the far side of the crater. You got to zoom in, but I show you exactly where to zoom in. You got any doubts? You download it. Don't speak up and be an expert until you zoom in on it. And then you tell me it's not there after you zoom in on it. It's there. Okay, so this shows two facilities, one right out in front in the center of the picture. But look back behind it to the left. You see more buildings back there? All right, now I'm going to show you why I did not use my pictures. This shows exactly the same shot, same area, but mine are more pixelated because of the software that I use. However, I do want to use this one. It's in the article to prove to you that, yeah, I zoomed, I saw it, it's there. But this also has some stuff labeled and kind of helps you see some of the features that maybe you didn't notice. One of the interesting features is this huge cylinder, big cylinder like a tank. You've seen out in rural areas where they have propane tanks, you know, big propane tanks sitting out in the yard somewhere, and that's how they power their house. Well, that's what that looks like. I'm not saying it's propane, but that's the appearance of this huge tank, and it goes the depth of the building. It's across the roof of the building, and you can see it. I've got these numbered as Complex 1 and Complex 2. So on Complex 2, you see I have it labeled as a huge tank right there across the top. I've pointed to in this picture, I pointed to windows that you should be able to see. Also, something we didn't talk about, there are two very large entrances in the hillside that go in under this facility, and these entrances are buttressed. Looks like concrete. They're rectangular entrances or exits. Maybe one's an entrance, maybe one's an exit. I don't know. But anyway, this is on the moon, folks. This is on the moon. And we looked at it with Richard Dolan, and we looked at it last night with Dr. Brooks Agnew. Now, I have put up a zoom to get us closer. This is Complex 1. And I did this because I want you to see those two entrances that I talked about. Have you located those? I have them marked on this picture that I was talking about that's mine, my zoom, my work. I've got them marked. It says entrances to underground. Now, when I zoom in, take a look at that. And you can see that's way too regular to be geology. That is manufactured, some constructed. Somebody built that. And you can see that it looks like, you know, a concrete frame around the door, right? A big concrete frame and this entrance in between. Well, the things that are on the moon are phenomenal. The things that are in Tycho Crater are phenomenal. But what we have already seen, what we've already looked at, in the show that I did where I did a whole show on Tycho Crater, I think it's called A Touch of Tycho. It's the featured show on the site, so those who haven't seen it, just go to my website, look on the left, you'll see where it says featured show, click it, watch it. You'll see it. All right, now, there's lots of stuff in Tycho Crater, all over the place. Tycho Crater is located in the southern end of the moon. It's clearly visible from Earth, and it's easy to spot with a telescope because it is, this crater is an impact crater, and where whatever, you know, asteroid or meteor or whatever caused this, when it struck, it splattered moon debris in a ray pattern all around it. So you have this brighter pattern all around it in a ray pattern. You know how little kids draw the sun and they put rays on it? Well, that's what the Tycho Crater looks like. You have the crater, and then you have rays going off from it, and that's the splatter from the impact. And there's a lot of stuff in this Tycho Crater. As you have just seen, as we have talked about now, this is the third night in a row that we've talked about that bunch of facilities there. But that's not all that's in Tycho Crater. Now, what I'm about to show you is from a video. We have the link in this week's K-Files. So you want to be sure that you get yourself subscribed, if you're not subscribed, to get this week's K-Files. This video was put up by Street Cap 1, something like that. And so I want to give credit to Street Cap, and I'm just using still frames out of the video. Again, yes, I do have the original Zoom work that I did where I zoomed in on NASA's photograph. In that article is the link where you can go over there and get that photograph. And then you can do the zoom. I even mark where to look. And you can do the zoom yourself and get in on it and see. But these are some other spots in Tycho Crater. And there's some pretty amazing stuff in Tycho Crater. I don't know what that is, but, you know, it almost looks like a ship in dry dock. Now, it's not. There's no evidence that there's water there. That dark area in the photograph is a shadow. So there's no evidence that there's water in this area. And I have not seen evidence on the moon of rivers or anything like that. So, but it's just kind of got that shape of the hull of a ship. And it's big. And it's setting in Tycho Crater. Now, is that geology? Well, maybe. However, on the right end of that ship shape, on the left side of it, it looks like construction. It looks like some kind of building there. And if you look on the right side of the ship's hull, I'm calling it a ship. I don't know what it is. It's just kind of got that shape. But on the right side, we can see it's kind of blurry, but we can see some construction on the right side. So what is this? I don't know, but it is in Tycho Crater. The anomalies in Tycho Crater are many, and this is one. Again, this looks constructed. And I don't even know where to begin describing this. In this zoom, it could almost appear to be hovering above the ground. But I don't think it is. When this is not zoomed in quite this much, it doesn't look that way. When this is not zoomed in quite so much, It looks like it's setting on the ground. And I don't know, folks. I don't know what to tell you to try and describe this to you. It's dark, and it's, I'm going to zoom out a little bit. It's dark. It's sort of semicircular shape, sort of, I don't know, but it looks manufactured, and it's sitting on the ground. All right, let's take a look at yet another. Have you ever heard of Vimanas? I know you have. The ancient Indian epic, or ancient, I guess it's Hindu epic, Mahabharata, talks about Vimanas. These are flying machines that they say the gods had. They call them the gods. So, what we're going to look at, they describe them, and there are some sketches of what Vimanas look like. But is this one? Well, it's in Tycho Crater, and it looks very much like the description of a Vimana. But is it a Vimana? Again, we don't know. But what's that, and what's it doing in Tycho Crater? Now, a Vimana, according to the Mahabharata, sort of looks like a beehive or a hornet's nest, but it flies. So let's zoom out just a little bit and let you get some context. This thing's sitting right there in Tycho Crater. What is it? We don't know. But there it is. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we have to step away for a break here in just a few seconds. And we will continue. I've got one more picture I'm going to share with you. And then we're going to go open line. But what do you think about that, huh? See, this is pretty important, because the reason it's important is because these are things that are there. NASA hasn't told you about them. NASA hasn't talked about them. You gotta look for yourself. We'll be back right after this. Welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show. This is Kevin Smith, your host, and we are talking about some really, really strange stuff. But we do every night, do we not? That's what it's all about, folks. But during the break, I got a telephone call and from a listener who wanted to tell me that I keep saying it's on the moon instead of Mars. Well, it is. Tycho Crater is on the moon. I started out talking about this huge news regarding Mars photos and the fact that you now have the capability, if you have an iPhone or Android, you have the capability of using an app developed by NASA to see the pictures coming back from Mars in real time from both Opportunity and Curiosity. You get to see them live. You see them when NASA sees them. So unedited, unretouched, and so that's huge news. But now we're talking about Tycho Crater, and Tycho is on the moon. And if you will look in the southern, almost almost around the curve to the South Pole. I mean, it's really around there. Get you a picture of the moon that shows that. You'll see a big bright splatter, and right in the middle of it, that's Tycho Crater. And now, as far as I know, this executive order, where they have to open up and show all of their raw data photographs, are available to the public now. That's Mars. As far as I know, it does not apply to the moon. Maybe it does, and I'm not saying that it doesn't. I'm saying, as far as I know, it applies only to Mars. But perhaps it applies to the moon. I certainly hope so. But here we have a photograph. If you go to that article I told you about, you will see the photograph right at the top. It's a long strip. And it's got the link right under it, so you can check it and make sure that I didn't monkey with it. There's the link. You click it and go look for yourself. You download the picture. You do the zoom. Then come back and tell me these are not authentic. These are authentic photographs straight from NASA. Okay, now it's at the photographs are housed at Arizona State University. But these are the NASA photographs of Tycho. And anyway, there's lots of anomalies there. And I was talking about this Vimana. Some of you may have during the break looked up Vimana, and V-I-M-A-N-A, Vimana. And if you did look it up, then you probably, you know, if you did a search on it, you saw somebody's sketch of a Vimana. Well, this thing looks like those Vimana sketches, and I'm not saying that's what it is. I'm saying that's what it looks like. And it's sitting there in Tycho Crater. But the NASA photographs, and there's lots more. I mean, this Tycho Crater, we're talking about 53 miles across this thing. And there's lots of stuff. Imagine right where you are, how many things there are for you to see if you are up in the air. How many things are there for you, for someone to see from the air in a 50-mile circle around where you're seated right now? There's lots of stuff in Tycho Crater. And this does not even begin to scratch the surface of what's there. But the point of showing you this is to, hopefully, for those who are new to the genre, wake you up to the fact that this is not fiction. This is not something that some kooky nut dreamed up. NASA took these pictures. This is their darn picture, not mine. This is theirs. And this stuff's in their picture. The second important thing about why we need to take a look at these things is to hopefully excite us and get us sort of jazzed up a little bit from time to time about the fact that there are things to discover yet. There are things yet to know that we don't know. And third, this is important because I hope it serves to remind you that, A, NASA's not going to tell you about these things. They don't. But, B, they are releasing the pictures. So those who want NASA dead, they want it gone. Remember, it wasn't the U.S. Air Force that gave you these pictures. And they're not going to. It wasn't the U.S. Navy. They're not going to. None of the military, and I guess all of them, have very clear satellite photographs of all of this stuff and more. They're not going to give it to you. They're not in that business. NASA is. Yes, they had to be forced to release some stuff by courts. Yes, they had to be forced to release some stuff by an executive order. And there's more stuff yet that they need to release. But what we get from them. Yeah, the European Space Agency, sure. and the Japanese and the Chinese. I'm going to show you a Chinese picture in just a moment. But they don't have as many missions going, and they have not had near as many missions as NASA. So there's a larger collection, a larger body of information at NASA than any other space agency. There's a larger body of data. So that's why it's important. It's important because it's our window, yours and mine, it's our window into what's out there. All right, now, I don't want people to think that I'm saying that NASA is the be-all and end-all for space agencies. In fact, they're just about out of business. And they don't need to be. What they need is another executive order that says, all right, we're going to fully fund you, and you stop hiding stuff from the people. You tell them everything you find. We need an executive order like that. I've been saying that's what it would take. Well, here's an executive order that opened up the Mars photos. We need one that opens up everything. It could happen. Stroke of a pen by the president, and it's done. Really? So NASA was not instructed that they had to tell us anything. They didn't have to point any of this out, so they didn't. But they were told they had to start showing the pictures from Mars. These pictures that we've looked at tonight are from the moon, but the same applies on Mars. They're not going to tell you anything. They don't have to. But they have to release the pictures. And if you're smart enough and diligent enough to investigate those pictures, you will see the things they don't want to talk about. In a way, it is sort of backdoor disclosure. That's what I was talking about when I was talking with Richard Dolan. In talking with Brooks Agnew, the subject came up about the Chinese, their satellite, the Chang'e 2, and the tremendously successful mission that it flew. And Brooks said, as far as he knew, they didn't find anything. And I said, well, yeah, they did. One thing they found, and that was a big facility on the moon. And what our viewers are looking at now, our members, is that facility. This is from the Chinese satellite. And that is on the moon. Now, unfortunately, I did a show about this, but at this point in time, I don't remember exactly where on the moon that is. I'm an old guy. I forget stuff. And I own the show, so I'm not going to fire me. So, but that's on the moon, and that is from the Chinese satellite. And I don't think anybody can look at this and say, well, that's geology did that. No, geology did not do that. That is constructed, and that is on the moon. Again, the Chinese don't talk about it, like NASA doesn't talk about it. But they release the picture. So what we have to do is not be mushrooms. And I know you're not. If you are a regular listener to this show, you couldn't survive here as a mushroom. Honest to God, I mean, a mushroom hanging out at the Kevin Smith Show is sort of like Jell-O trying to hang out in the Arizona desert. You just melt away. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be back. Welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show. Those of you who are joining us just now in this second hour, welcome aboard. I'm delighted you are here, and you have my sincere sympathy for whatever it is that kept you away from that first hour. Honest to God, you have my sympathy for that, and my very best wishes, hopes, and prayers for the future, that you never have to suffer that sort of tragedy again. We're glad you are here. We have been talking about amazing things on the moon. I've been showing pictures of those things. Before that, we talked about gigantic news out of NASA. I hope you caught it. If you didn't, it'll be in our archives. Just make sure you're a member, and then you can get into the archives. All right, one quick announcement, and then we're going to go open line. On the Internet, the past couple of days, there has been a rumor circulating that Art Bell, you remember Art Bell, who could forget Art Bell? He's the king of this genre. So Art Bell, according to the rumor, was suffering from liver cancer and only had a few months to live. And that is not true. Art Bell is not suffering from liver cancer. His father-in-law is the one who is very ill right now, and our sympathies and best wishes go to Art, his family, his father-in-law. But we are very thankful that it is not Art Bell. So as some of you were concerned about that. Now, as we went to break, I said, what we have to do is make sure we're not mushrooms, right? And then I said, but you're not, because if you hang out at this show, you could not survive here as a mushroom. It's not possible. It would be like a bowl of Jell-O in the Arizona desert. It would just melt. But what we have to do is we have to take a look at their pictures. We have to examine them. We have to do our homework. They're putting the information there by giving us the pictures. They don't have to say anything. They just give us the pictures. And if we do our homework, then we know the story. That's very, very critically important. All right, I'm going to open up the telephone line and invite our audience to join the conversation. So if you're in the USA or Canada, the telephone number is 623-444-5889. 623-444-5889. And to parody Art Bell, if you're calling from east of the Rockies, 623-444-5889. If you're calling from west of the Rockies, it's the same number, 623-444-5889. If you're outside of the USA or outside of Canada, you can call that number. It'll work. Or you can use the flash message feature on my website. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Well, this is Kevin from North Bay, Ontario.
Well, long time no hear. I thought maybe a big sinkhole had opened up somewhere and you fell in it.
Oh, almost. Yeah, I'm calling on the wild card line. That's one I usually used to get on unless it was caught by the call screener.
Yeah. So what's on your mind, Kevin?
Well, I'm looking at these photos. I have to look at them at an alternate source because the video feed doesn't seem to be working on Justin TV. So I'm looking at the photos from another source, and my goodness. Now, a couple of theories come to mind when I think of this. I'm either thinking this is part of the secret space program that it's been built in, you know, recent times in the last few decades. Number two, it was some of our ancient technology from a previous technologically advanced era from before the last ice age that was ended in a catastrophe, or a mixture of the both. Of both, where after the Apollo mission started going up there, they found these ancient facilities, and they have since been reactivated.
Okay, now that's entirely possible. Now, some of these photos that I'm showing are in the article I've been talking about. And in that article, I make this point. NASA says they're all the time looking for life out there. And they also officially say that they have never found any signs of extraterrestrial life out there. Okay, so if that's true, and I doubt that it is, but if that's true, then that is an admission that this thing in Tycho Crater is human-built. So, this is their picture. They know that's there. I mean, I didn't shoot the picture. I don't think you shot the picture. NASA shot the picture. They know this is there. So if it's true that they've never found any signs of extraterrestrial life, that means this is human-built.
Mm-hmm. And it may not necessarily be humans from this particular generation, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I understand what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I do think there is evidence for advanced, I mean really technologically advanced, ancient, prehistoric civilizations. When we use the word prehistoric, most people think of knuckle-dragging cavemen.
Yeah, right.
But that's not the case. The knuckle-draggers were us. When we say prehistory, we mean back before we learned to write.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think in that ancient time, I think there was at least one culture that was technologically advanced, and they probably used that to pass themselves off as gods amongst the other more primitive tribes around the planet. Rand Flemath and certain others have postulated that for a while, and I tend to follow that belief as well. But I think this highly advanced culture, some people have called it Atlantis, the Atlanteans, whatever, they were obviously spacefaring. If what we see on the moon right now, and what we've seen on Mars, and what we've seen elsewhere, and even on Earth itself, is any indication that there was at least one group that was very advanced in ancient times.
Yeah, and I'm really sorry that you are for some reason not able to watch tonight, because I showed the picture of the thing that looks like a Vimana. It looks just like the sketches you see. And the sketches...
Yeah, I see it.
Yeah, the sketches are drawn from the written descriptions.
Absolutely. It wouldn't surprise me if it could fly either.
Well, yeah. Now, I don't know, but... It sure looks to me. Did you find that picture? Have you seen it?
Yeah, I went. I just went to Google Images and typed it in, and I see a couple of on a couple of sites at the Tycho facility, and I've seen them on right.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely amazing.
Yeah.
Like.
All right.
You try to tell this to people that still follow the mainstream nonsense. What do they tell you? Like I already showed it to one of my friends online, and they've already told me I was Photoshop.
Yeah.
That's the mentality of the world, Teddy. Like, how are you going to convince them?
Well, that's sort of kind of like the emails that I got.
Yeah.
And my challenge is this. First of all, do the letters KMA mean anything to anybody?
KMA.
KMA. And then after that, you download the picture. You zoom in on it, folks. You take a look at it and see... don't use Photoshop. Use some other program. You see if this is Photoshopped. It's there. It's just freaking there. Deal with it. Yeah.
Yep.
All right, man. Thanks for the call. I got to run.
Have a good day, Captain.
Good to hear from you again. All right. 623-444-5889. 623-444-5889. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name, and from where are you calling?
Hi, Kevin. This is Victoria from Washington.
Hi, Victoria.
Hi. I was looking. I finally got dialed into the live feed. It was kind of glitching, but I was really glad to see the Tycho pictures again. And I was wondering if you had, of course, you're kind of from that area or lived in that area, but I was wondering if you had ever been to New Mexico and had visited the Canyon de Chelly, ruins of the ancient Anasazi cliff dwellers.
No, I have not. Now, I've been through New Mexico and to New Mexico, specific destinations, but I have not been in that area that you're talking about.
Well, have you seen pictures of it?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I look at the Tyco photos, and I think that looks like the Canyon de Chelly Anasazi Cliff Dweller ruins. I mean, the scale is nothing in comparison, because I don't think it's like 50-some miles long, but they built into the cliffside exactly like that. And the ruin, I mean, just go look and do a comparison, and it looks exactly the same. On the scale, you know, in terms of size and everything, might be quite a bit different. But so I'm just wondering if, and now the Anasazi, you know, they're kind of a mysterious Indian tribe that disappeared, that you know, 1,000 years ago, and nobody knows what happened to them. They just vanished. And there was it was a very dry, arid landscape in the cliffs, red cliff like on Mars, and but nobody seems to know what happened to them. They had a high level civilization, high level artwork, and the thing that I think is mysterious is that they just vanish, and there's no trace or evidence of where they went and what happened to them. They just vanished, according to the folklore of neighboring and later Indian tribes, the Pueblo tribes. And I just think it's extraordinary, and I'm thinking, gee, I wonder if they had some influence from the cliff dwellers of Mars. Anyway.
Well, let me ask you this. Do you think they are related to them?
Well, the fact that they just vanished and left no trace of where they came from or where they went is astonishing. I mean, it's a mystery today. Nobody has a clue.
They
and
even
I've
left
them, you know, for quite a few years, and have books on them. And
well, they even left many of their food bins, their grain bins, still full of food.
Well, yeah, and they had a high art civilization. Mm-hmm. They made the most fabulous ceramic pottery. And a lot of that has survived, you know, it's been broken up, but it's been reassembled. And you're right, they did have stores of food in these ceramic, they try to copy the Anasazi style. And they're weaving, and, you know, there are traces of their clothing that has been left behind, and there are beautiful patterns in it of, you know, very delicate and intricate weaving patterns. So they had a high civilization for a long, long time ago, and one of the legends is that they were always waiting for, well, the later tribes or the later Pueblos were always waiting for the return of some blonde-haired white person to come and be their friend again. So I'm wondering if maybe there was, you know, there was some connection to a previous and lost civilization on Mars that taught them how to make these cliff dwellings and how to, you know, have a sustenance of corn and food in a very, very, very arid climate.
That is very mysterious. There's no question about it. Also down in Arizona, you have a group that are referred to as a Hohokam, and that's actually a Pima Indian name, Hohokam, and it means the people who vanished. And they're all over Arizona. You've heard me talk about this. These people, first of all, just take corn. Have you ever seen actual wild corn, wild maize? It looks like
Mexico.
It looks like a weed. It doesn't have big ears of corn on it. Wild maize just looks like a weed. So to get it to the point where it produces ears of corn that you can eat takes a very sophisticated knowledge of horticulture and agriculture. And then the ones in Arizona. the reason you've seen on the show, I play a spot where I'm standing in front of a sign at Why, Arizona.
Yes.
And I say, I've always wondered that about Phoenix. Why? Why is it here? Well, the answer for why Phoenix is there is because the Hohokam had developed sophisticated canals that brought water from way up north and irrigated that valley. And 161 miles of their canal work is still in use by the city of Phoenix today for their water system. The reason Phoenix is there is because after the Civil War, there was a soldier headed out west to seek his fortune, stumbled across one of these filled-in canals, and said, if I dig this out, there will be water here. And he dug it out, and sure enough, the water flowed. So that's why, that's how Phoenix got started. That's why it's where it is, because of the Hohokam, who many people think were a branch of the Anasazi.
Well, we'll never know, will we?
No, but they just vanished. They just disappeared.
Well, you know, maybe they went. Maybe they went and visited Mars for a while.
Well, maybe I don't know, but you know they built air-conditioned houses.
Oh yeah. Oh, they had that down to a science. I mean, they didn't suffer the excruciating heat of that region. Mm. I mean, they did, but you know they did it in comfort.
Yeah, they did.
And they had big the Anasazi. I'm sure the Hohokam had the same, but they would build these underground cisterns where they would store, you know, all the water that came down, and mm-hmm. and so they did have water too.
Yeah. Yeah, they were smart people, and it was an advanced civilization, and just poof, they were gone.
So I wonder if there are any underground cisterns there in the Tycho photo. Have you seen anything like that yet, Kevin?
No, I'm sorry, I haven't.
Look sure for a well pump.
Yeah, yeah. But if you look at the if you look at that facility, Complex One, there is a big cylinder that I think is some kind of a tank sitting right on top of that building. And
that could be.
Yeah. So you know, I don't know. Maybe that's water.
Anyway, they don't have any radioactive rods in there.
Oh, yeah, let us hope.
Yeah.
All right, Victoria, anyway, I want to thank you for the call, and I have to run along, but thank you, and very interesting conversation with you. I appreciate it. 623-444-5889, 623-444-5889. The facts are the facts, and the facts are in, and the facts are from NASA's data, and that is somebody's on the moon. Who is it? I don't know. Us? Maybe. Extraterrestrials? Maybe. But somebody built that stuff. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Kevin, this is Brent from Wyoming.
Hi, Brent.
I have just one real quick question for you.
All right.
Are you going to put a link to the NASA Mars photos in the K-Files this week?
What Mars photos?
The ones they have been asked to release by executive order.
Say that again.
The executive order that says they have to release their vault of pictures. Is there a link we can find them at?
Yeah, you can just Google Mars raw data photos. It'll take you to that page.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thanks.
All right.
Goodbye.
Bye. 623-444-5889. It is open line. We will talk about whatever you wish to talk about within our genre. It does not have to be about these photographs. It does not have to be about Mars or the moon. As long as it's in our genre, we will talk about it. We don't do Aunt Susie's favorite recipe for brownies. And we don't do how to repair your car. But if it's in our genre, we'll talk about it. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Hi, this is Levi from Portsmouth, Virginia.
Hello, Levi. I have not heard from you in a while.
Oh, yeah. Hey, look, I was looking at those, the Tycho photos.
Uh-huh.
Now, if you were to look at the top on the Allen House of an aircraft carrier, you will see radar domes. There's about three radar domes on the top of a Nimitz-class aircraft carrier. They're real short. You might not see them from ground level.
Okay.
But you would see them if you was looking from the air. And those spears on Tycho look the same as those radar domes that's on the aircraft carrier.
Now, tell me where the spheres are. Explain to me where to look on the Tycho picture for the spheres.
Those are the spear-shaped objects that you see by the building. You know, the round, shiny. Well, on the picture, it looks like shiny objects.
Okay. I don't see any on the building. I see some on the hillside next to the building.
Right, right.
That's what you're talking about?
Right, that's what I'm talking about.
Okay.
And if you would look on the top of an aircraft carrier,
mm-hmm.
you would see those same type spears up there, but they're radar domes. So my wild guess would be what you're seeing is some type of radar domes.
Wow.
Yeah. And even if... some television stations that, you know, they say they got this super Doppler radar weather.
Mm-hmm.
And some of them on their flyers or something, they show a picture of that super Doppler radar dome.
Uh-huh.
And you would see a radar dome. So my guess would be that they're some type of radar domes. And maybe for incoming craft or something like that. I know there's no weather on the moon, so to speak, but I would say they're some type of radar domes, not communications, but for radar.
Yeah, I certainly would not disagree with you. I have no expertise in that, and I see what you're talking about. And
and
what's interesting about that is they are configured in sort of a semicircle around something else. I can't make out what that is.
Well, it depends on what they actually trying to receive. You know, I'm sure it's not weather radar.
Yeah.
But it's probably for some type of incoming craft. And they could spot that incoming craft with those domes. So what's inside of that dome is an antenna that rotates.
Yeah, yeah.
And
the purpose of that dome is simply weatherproofing.
Right, to protect it. So, in other words, if little meteors were coming in, it wouldn't get hit their radar antenna because the dome would protect it.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. All right, then, Kevin. Let me let you go.
All right. Thanks for the call.
All right. Bye.
Bye. All right. We have to step away for break. We'll be back. Welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show. We are open line tonight, and we have a caller on the line. Let me tell you the telephone number again. It's 623-444-5889. And if you're in the USA or Canada, use that number. Anywhere else in the world, the number works. You may use it. However, we know it's expensive to make international long-distance calls, especially from some countries. So we have an additional option for you, and that's on the website. It's called Flash Message. Go over there and click the Flash Message link at kevinsmithshow.com and communicate with us that way. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Hi, Kevin. It's Jeff, Tennessee.
Hello, Jeff.
Hey, first of all, I'd like to say great show.
Thank you.
And, wow, I can't even begin to express how incredible this information is from Tycho Crater.
It pretty much blows your socks off. And, you know, if you don't have a spare set, you just have to run naked. Or as we used to say in the South, naked. This, like I said, folks, this is NASA's picture, not mine. You go download it, you zoom in, you will see these things. But it does blow your socks off, huh?
Yeah, I mean, there's no doubt about the fact that everything you see in that picture is manufactured. There are obviously buildings.
Yeah.
It's just incredible.
You know, Brooks Agnew last night brought up something that is a very good point, and that is, I've got the picture up. This is my Zoom, the one that I said, look, it's pixelated because of my software. But in this, you can very clearly see there are windows, big windows. And he said, you know, it's hard for him to conceptualize that there would be windows because of the radiation and so forth. But, you know, there's this possibility, Jeff. Conditions on the moon may not be what we have been told. Conditions on the moon may be very different from what we've been told.
Oh, definitely. I mean, we really don't know, because we have to rely on NASA to give us information. A few other space agencies. But it's hard to, when you look at this stuff, it's very hard to even conceptualize the fact that this isn't man-made or alien-made.
Well, I don't know whether it's alien or whether it's man-made. For all I know, that might be a U.S. base sitting there. That might be a Russian base sitting there. I don't know. It might be man-made. Yeah. It may be alien-made. And Kevin, I think it was Kevin from Canada, I believe it was Kevin, brought up the point that this is perhaps made by a previous ancient civilization from Earth that did have space travel. These may be ancient.
And I think that's entirely possible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, alien, you know, could be our own race at one point in time or another, but, you know, the facts remain. That there is something very weird up there, and it doesn't look like, you know, something that carved out from a bunch of meteorites.
No.
Meteorites don't generally carve out, you know, square structures.
Well, that's true, and this is a mixture of square and cylinders, and I mean, you've got right angles, you've got rounded circular angles or surfaces. This is not only is it does it look constructed in that fashion, but the general layout looks like it was planned out. It looks like architecture and engineering.
Oh, definitely.
Mm-hmm. So one person sent me an email after last night's show and said that this complex number 2 looks like that may be some type of mining or manufacturing facility. And complex number one looks like that may be storage facilities for their product. So
it wouldn't be surprising.
Yeah. Wouldn't surprise me either. Had you ever seen all of... I know you've seen some of these pictures because I used some in previous shows, but had you seen all of these pictures that I showed tonight, like the Vimana and the other stuff, the one that looks like a big ship down there on the surface?
No, I haven't seen all of them.
Yeah. Well,
there's like a quarter of a million of these pictures that we haven't seen.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's true. Well,
and I would be very surprised that there won't be a whole lot more of these pictures since things opened up recently.
Yeah, well, you know, the executive order seems to, at least my understanding of it, it's focused on Mars, and they have to open the vaults of all their raw data, all their raw pictures. For Mars, but I don't know that it applies to their raw data about the moon. I don't know. But you know,
considering the conditions under which these were ordered to be released, I would be very surprised if we don't have access to a whole bunch of stuff.
Oh, yeah. I would think we probably do. I would think so. But, you know...
I don't know if it exactly corresponds to pictures or not, but based on the directive, I would be very surprised if we didn't have access to this stuff. It seems like there is some reason why they want us to know this all of a sudden.
Yeah, but they're not talking about it. They don't talk about it. However, they do release the pictures. And, you know, I hope that the audience can see from just the little bit that we've covered about Tycho Crater, and this is now the third show in a row where I've dealt with these pictures, and then there was one other show where I dealt with Tycho Crater. I hope you can see from this that, folks, there is a magnificent story that's not being told. However, they do release the pictures. And if we unmushroom ourselves and search, we find these things. Jeff, I want to thank you for the call, man. Very interesting.
Hey, great show, Kevin. You know, keep it up.
Thanks.
And I'll talk to you later.
All right. Thank you. All right, 623-444-5889. We have a flash message in from Sweden. Hi, Kevin. The video channel isn't working. No video. Your picture is showing up. Well, we're broadcasting, and there are people seeing it. So it is perhaps being interfered with in your part of the world. All right, we have another flash message. We'll go to the telephone. We'll get this flash message after the telephone call. Caller, you are live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Kevin, this is Jerome from Pennsylvania.
Hi, Jerome.
Hi. Since this facility is on top of an impact crater, I'm thinking that it's a mining operation, and they're mining whatever is underneath, you know, whatever caused the impact.
Yeah, it's actually right in the floor of of the crater, on the far wall. As you look at the picture of the crater, if you go, you'll see this. If you go to my website, go to where it says Kevin or it says KSS News on the right side, and click the first article. You will see the picture from which all of this comes. It's a long strip. And you will see I have marked the area where you have to zoom to see these facilities. And it's a very small area on the extreme far side of the crater from where the camera is?
I'm looking at the picture that you got labeled Complex 1 and Complex 2. I did go to, I for some reason I can't get the live feed, so I missed the Chinese picture and the picture of the Vermana.
Okay. Well, you're a member, so you'll be able to catch that in the latest show.
Yes, I'm making sure that I do that.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Brooks Agnew also, you know, you brought up about those might not be windows. I'm thinking that he suggested that if you were on the moon, if he was on the moon, he would go underground for protection.
Yeah, I think that's what his, I was trying to remember what he said. Yeah, I think that was his primary statement about that, is that the place to be would be underground.
It makes me wonder why they, I still think the moon is hostile, that you would have, you know, you don't have the radiation belts and you have an atmosphere, but not that thick. I would think that you are constantly getting bombarded.
Well, probably. Probably. But, you know, the point is we don't really know the conditions there. For instance, the totally, completely, popularly accepted statement about gravity on the moon is it is 1/6 of what we have here on Earth. And yet, we now know, because of a slip of the tongue by Wernher von Braun, that the zero point between Earth and the moon is not where they had calculated it. And they calculated it based on the mass of the moon and what they assumed its gravity was, which was 1/6.
Mm-hmm.
And the zero point is where the moon's gravitational pull and the Earth's gravitational pull zero each other out.
Mm-hmm.
And it is a lot closer to Earth than they had originally calculated. And I forget the numbers, but anyway, I've had space scientists here who did the calculations, and they said it comes out to the gravity of on the moon is 60% of what we have on Earth, not 1/6.
I know that they missed the moon on their first attempts because they were wrong on their data.
Yeah, yeah, and so you know, the point is that it's we know that to be true, and so what else is there about the conditions on the moon that we've been told that is in error? So maybe conditions on the moon are not as hostile as yes, but not as hostile as we have been led to believe. Maybe that's the case. Hey, thanks for the call. I got to run. We got a break.
Okay, thank you, Kevin.
All right. We'll be back, ladies and gentlemen, right after this break, and we will be on Final Approach. Welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show, and we are on Final Approach. That means we only have a few minutes left in tonight's show. And, man, I'll tell you what, I don't know about you, but this information for me, of course, I had this information before I could give it to you, was blockbuster information. We have a flash message here from Australia. From Kevin. Good day, Kev. The Tycho crater image is very interesting indeed, and I wonder what is the white material in front of the hill near the facility. Okay, I think that you are referring to, and I'm not sure, but I think you're referring to this collection of white stuff on the hill on the left side of the facility. Now, we had a caller, Levi, from Virginia, and he said those look like radar domes, and it very well could be. If you look right in the center, the dead center of the picture, and then move just slightly to the left, you will see what looks like a radio tower sticking up. Looks like an antenna tower sticking up. And then to the left of that, up on the hill, are those things Levi said look like radar domes to him. And after he mentioned it, I mean, I've seen radar domes, but I'm not really familiar with them, and I'm no expert on it. So I don't know. But it could be. Very well could be radar domes. Now, if you look at the two underground entrances, the two entrances underground that I talked about, and they're marked on the photograph where I've got complex number one and complex number two marked, and you see entrances to underground are marked. If you look to the left of that, now let's see, let's get a better zoom here. If you were to come out of those, come out and turn to your right, so in the picture we turn to the left, it looks like there possibly is a very large entrance underground right there. It's partially obstructed, our view is partially obstructed by what looks like a low wall. But I don't know. But Kevin, I think those quite possibly could be, that white area quite possibly could be radar domes. Now he says also the Oz UFO, that would be the UFO in Sydney, Australia that we talked about, does not seem to have any resistance around it as it moves. Also, very hard to tell the differences today with image recoding technology, don't you think? Sure. And could that video be hoaxed? Sure. Could be. However, there is the possibility it isn't. I'm still sort of the opinion, because of the size of this thing, that it's somebody's drone. And, you know, we have drones that look like classic UFOs. And, you know, I show sometimes a picture of one of our U.S. drones being hauled down the street on a trailer, on a truck. And it's big, and it's shaped like a UFO. So, I don't know. I'm under the persuasion at this time that that's probably somebody's drone. But that's a UFO, because we don't know what it is, if, in fact, it really was there in the sky. If this has been manipulated and hoaxed, well, then it has. But it purports to be from a city of Sydney surveyor. But that can be hoaxed too. I mean, that doesn't mean that's who it's from. If you look at the whole video, it just looks like it's not big enough to be much of anything but a drone. It's very, very small. And it looks to me to be a drone. I don't know, but folks in Sydney, that if anybody else saw it, get in touch with me. Let me know if you saw it. That will tell us that it really was there. You see, sometimes people say, well, eyewitness testimony is unreliable. Nonsense. Here we have a video, and we need eyewitness testimony to tell us, was that really in the sky, or has this been photoshopped, so to speak? Has it been manipulated? So That's one case right there where eyewitness testimony is very, very important. Folks, tonight we've wrapped up with, unless I come up with something really a sock burner from Tycho Crater, we've wrapped up with Tycho Crater. I think you can see why it took several shows for us to get through it, because there is so much that is absolutely astounding in Tycho Crater. Be sure, whether you are watching the show or whether you are listening to the show, go to my website, look on the right-hand side where it says KSS News. The very first article is called The Tycho Facility. Be sure you click that. Be sure you read it. Look at the photographs. All the photographs pertaining to that facility are there in that article. The link to the original photograph is there, so you can download it and zoom for yourself. Be sure you look at that. Be sure you read it and leave a comment as well, okay? Here at this show, we are about the information. Sometimes we know for sure the information is correct. I know for sure that these structures are in that original photograph. I know for sure because I downloaded the original and I zoomed in and I saw them as well. Sometimes we know for sure about information. Sometimes we don't, and we're looking for answers. But the way we do it is called freedom of speech and freedom of thought. I want to thank every single person who called in tonight and who talked about something that was on their mind related to our show. I want to thank you. Freedom of speech is very important. And folks, if you don't use it, you lose it. It is a highly perishable commodity. Freedom of speech. And once it's gone, freedom of everything else goes, because you can't dissent. So freedom of speech is important, and I want to thank you for calling in and voicing your ideas, your comments, your questions, because although we were having a conversation about something you and I are interested in, we were exercising freedom of speech and freedom of thought. I want to thank the people who sent in flash messages as well. Again, freedom of speech, so important. Freedom of thought, so important. Yes, we are focused on the world of the strange and unexplained. Do you not realize that in Stalin's Russia, we would all be in prison? This would never happen. Stalin's gone, and that Russia is gone. I think the people there would say thank God for that. But it can all come back, and it can come to any country where the people become sheeple. Freedom of speech. Keep that in mind, and next week, call, call, call. We'll be back on Monday. My friends call me Steel Eye. My enemies do too. And you can call me whatever you'd like to call me. Just keep coming back again and again and again. Until next time, so long, everybody.